baby went wrong.
Burning waste. Hear the words in a fire when it crackles to you. Heed these words and don't you forget the devil is a woman, a red-headed woman, a fiery-headed woman, taboo. Taboo had a lover many years ago. Her lover proved fickle and he all alone. She died in grief and took the witch's curse, and she cried out in her spirit, now I am the devil, forever man will atone. Taboo, make me love you so much. Taboo, lips of mine can never touch. Taboo, like a spider in his web. Taboo helps her lure and deceives me and you. Charm they call it as she drives you mad. It's the work of a devil, a red-headed devil, a fiery-headed woman, taboo.
To the radio obituary for Sylvain Sylvain, the American rock guitarist most notable for being a member of the New York Dolls. Prior to them, he was a member of the band Actress that also featured a young Johnny Thunders. He stayed with the New York Dolls until their dissolution in 1977, when it was just him and David Johansen as the last remaining members. He went on to start his own band, The Criminals, with another ex-doll, and continued to play the New York club scene, eventually landing a solo recording contract with RCA. Sylvain Sylvain just passed away at 69. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now you're walking, just like you're 10 foot tall. Go ahead.
Change his name, it's all
Closer together. than ever, la 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 la, closer together. Ooh, hey, la 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 la, closer together, la 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 la, closer than ever, la 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 la, closer together, la 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 la, closer than ever, la 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 la.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Jonas Gwangwa, the South African jazz musician, songwriter, and producer. He was an important figure in the South African jazz scene for over 40 years. He first gained prominence playing trombone with the Jazz Epistles and then began to gain notice in the 1960s in the U.S. jazz scene, when he was featured in a Sound of Africa concert at Carnegie Hall. Despite his international fame, he was not seen favorably by the apartheid government and went into exile in the U.S. in the 1970s. Jonas Gwangwa just passed away at 83. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is Beth Bevan of the Electric Light Orchestra speaking to you. When it comes to hard drugs, that's just bad news. Everyone else believes this. If I can convince anybody who's listening to this that hard drugs is bad news and you just shouldn't do it and you've just been so foolish to do it, then I'm really glad I've made this recording.
Pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Junior Mance, the American jazz pianist and composer. He started playing piano at 5 years old on his family's upright, where his father taught him to play stride and boogie-woogie piano. He first played with Gene Ammons in 1947 in Chicago, making his recording debut that year on Aladdin Records. Cannonball Adderley helped Mance score a position in the 36th Army Band in Fort Knox, Kentucky when he was drafted into the Army in 1951. After the service, Charlie Parker encouraged him to move to New York, where he was then asked to record with Dinah Washington. He ended up touring over the next few years with Washington and then started recording with so many other people, including Clifford Brown, Clark Terry, Richie Powell, and many, many others. He led his own band, recorded for major labels including Capitol and Atlantic. He continued to record and perform during the next 3 decades. Junior Mance just passed away at 92. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is going to be the antepenultimate radio obituary for Tony Hendra, the English satirist, actor, and writer who worked mostly in the U.S. He was a member of the Cambridge University Footlights Review in 1962, alongside John Cleese, Graham Chapman, and Tim Brooke Taylor. He's probably best known for being the head writer and co-producer in 1984 of the first six shows of the long-running British satirical television series Spitting Image, and also for starring in the film This Is Spinal Tap as the band's manager Ian Faith. In 1972, Hendra co-created National Lampoon's first album, Radio Dinner, with Michael O'Donohue, on which Hendra performed a parody of John Lennon titled Magical Misery Tour, which I believe is something that I played in one of my very early shows here at WMFO that got Chuck Yu, also known as Not Belinda, extremely excited. In 1973, he produced, directed, and co-wrote with Sean Kelly the Lampoon's off-Broadway review Lemmings. He continued as an editor of the Lampoon until 1975, when he became co-editor-in-chief with Kelly until 1978. Tony Hendra just passed away at 79. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be
placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider the two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore, it will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
humpback whale, master of the deep, tireless voyager, perhaps the most fascinating mammal in creation. Tests have shown the humpback to possess an intelligence almost human in its range and complexity. Humpbacks can communicate with one another, express pain and pleasure, and experience emotion. But with these advanced faculties, it seems, come problems. This highly sophisticated submarine recording, made in the humpback's favorite feeding grounds off Baja California, reveals that the enormous animals may even share with their chief predator, man, some of those tragic physical disabilities the flesh is heir to. The humpback whales cannot help themselves. Only you can help them. Please send a contribution to Save the Whales Before They Blast Themselves into Extinction, Box 101, Grand Central Station, New York. This has been a message from your Terminal Flatulence Association.
Sky is blue. Doctor, I think the mixer joke with all his stupid thin his ass, you know, it's just a lot of bullshit. And where does he come up saying all those tawdry things about the Beatles? When every fucking thing we ever did, we tried to copy, and you know, we even wrote his second fucking record for him. No, the Stones aren't in the same fucking class as the Beatles, either music wise or power wise, they never ever were. From those fucking sons of bitches. George said she gave up evil vibes. I should have beat the fucking shit right out of him. Him with his fucking Hare Krishna. Me auntie, she tore up me fucking bones. She just threw the bastards out. I can't forgive her cause she didn't treat me like a fucking genius. Look, you bastards, I'm a genius. Like Shakespeare and Beethoven and Van Gogh. Don't you dare criticize my work. Don't worry, Kyoko was one of the fucking best rock and roll records ever made. I'm a fucking artist, I'm sensitive as shit. I throw up before I go on stage. I can make a guitar speak. If I could be a fisherman I would, but I can't because I'm a fucking genius. I was a walrus, Paul wasn't a walrus. I was just saying that to be nice, but I was actually the walrus. Even that rubbish he's been singing, Eastman was an animal, a fucking stupid middle class pig. I won't let fucking animals like that near me. Yoko is a supreme intellectual. I'll tell you why nobody likes her music, because she's a woman and she's Oriental.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Grady Gaines, the American electric blues, Texas blues, and jazz blues tenor saxophonist who performed and recorded with Little Richard in the 1950s. He also backed other musicians including Dee Clark, Little Willie John, Sam Cooke, James Brown, Jackie Wilson, and Joe Tex. Grady Gaines just passed away at 86. It's the penultimate radio obituary with a little something for our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. can't believe you wanna leave when you know it hurt me so. Dying on bending knee, oh, begging please not to go. Think of all the love we share and all the fun we had, and now you wanna leave. Don't you know that that'll drive me mad? My life, my heart, my love is in your hand, and now you're gonna leave me. You're gonna leave me for another man. Think of all the love we share and all the fun we had, and now you wanna leave. Don't you know that'll drive me mad?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, and we are here with the ultimate radio obituary for Bunny Wailer, the Jamaican singer-songwriter and percussionist. He was an original member of the Wailers along with Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. He's considered one of the longtime standard bearers of reggae music, also known under names including Ja B, Bunny O'Reilly, and Bunny Livingston. Wailer had originally gone to audition for Leslie Kong at Beverly's Records in 1962, around the same time his stepbrother Bob Marley was cutting Judge Knot. He intended to sing his first composition, Pass It On, at the same time, which was more ska-oriented, but Wailer was late getting out of school and missed the audition, so a few months later, he ended up forming the Wailing Wailers with Marley and Peter Tosh. Bunny Wailer just passed away at 73. It's the ultimate radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.